If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Well, welcome to Webcology for Thursday, January the 17th, 2008. This is Jim Hedger. We're live from the boardroom at MetaMen.com, and I'm joined by Dave Davies, live from his offices down the street at BeanstalkDashing.com. Dave, how you doing today?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing good. This has been a bit of a... Well, you and the radio audience
haven't seen what I've gone through to get on the air today. Boy, oh boy, what we do to make great media. This has been kind of a rushed show, but it's going to be an interesting one. We're going to be talking about analytics today. I think 2008 is going to be the year of major breakthroughs in the usage of and the development of analytics tools. And I'm very much looking forward to to the development of analytics over the next year and I guess our role helping people understand how to use them and how to hone better search marketing campaigns from them.
You know what? I totally agree with what you're saying. And there's things that we're starting to measure now, and we saw it a little bit through 2007 that really haven't been as closely measured as they in the past as we're now crossing the gap and being able to do things like putting different phone numbers on your website when visitors come through AdWords so that you can start tracking the phone calls that are coming from. From your AdWords campaigns and things like that. And really being able to measure things that before now we haven't been able to measure is just great. Just great.
But we
do have some... Go ahead.
I was about to do what you were about to do. As I said, friends, this has been a rush show. We really don't have our...
I'm glad just yet, but we're coming along. We have an interesting show coming up. We have Dave
Carter. He's the head SEO of MetaMend. He's going to be in talking about how SEOs use analytic tools in their daily practice. And Dave, just to keep things fair, even, and balanced, we're going to be having you come in as a guest on the last segment of the show because, well, when it comes to your SEO shop, you are the head SEO, aren't you?
It's true. It's true. I know Daryl here does a lot of that stuff, but when it comes to the analytics side, that's certainly my area of strength and certainly of highest interest. I just love them. So any opportunity to chat on those and to work with them when looking at client statistics and what we can do to increase things for them. Analytics is a soft spot in my heart. Just love it. But we do have a few points I think you and I needed to cover here before we launch into that segment of things.
What do you want to jump into first?
You know what? Let's touch on Danny since that came first in the hierarchy or the evolution of things that have happened over the last week, and the little issue on Wired.com. Now you had an interesting post on the MetaMend blog where you basically said he shouldn't have apologized. Do you want to tell our listeners why he shouldn't have apologized for his comments about? Or for not his comments, for allowing some comments to go on basically outlining how to spam Wired.com and get some links from it.
Okay. Well, First of all, let's say this is, seems to have touched an emotional nerve through the search marketing industry. A little bit of a backstory for listeners who didn't catch the original story when it, as it unfolded last Friday and over the weekend and on Monday. Barry Schwartz, a.k.a. Rusty Brick, a search engine optimizer and search marketing expert and journalist who, as listeners to the show might know, we have huge amounts of respect for. He wrote a tongue-in-cheek piece on Friday morning entitled How to Spam the How-To Wiki over at Wired Magazine. Now, Wired Magazine's been publishing this How-To Wiki for about 6 months, maybe a year. And it's a pretty cool little device. If you have a problem with how to do something, you write it up on the How-To Wiki and somebody will answer your question or write about how to do something. And, well, apparently, Wired Magazine on their How-To Wiki didn't use nofollow tags. And I guess Barry received a piece of SEO spam, traced it back, Barry was looking for blog postings, doing a blog check, found a piece of SEO spam that was traced back to the how-to blog at Wired, put two and two together, found a massive link bait hole, and wrote a tongue-in-cheek article on a Friday. I figure, you know, being a writer myself, I figure he thought it was just a throwaway article, but it was worth covering. And it had kind of a dicey title, How to Get Free Links from Wired. Well, I mean, for a search engine optimizer, that's a clarion bell. Oh, my goodness. Free links from Wired Magazine, something with a page rank of whatever Wired has. I think it's an 8. And the article, which was very short, outlined how the How-To Wiki doesn't have no follows. Apparently, a lot of people went and made bogus pages at the How-To Wiki very, very quickly. So quickly, in fact, that their editor got in touch with Danny on Friday afternoon, the How-To Wiki's editor, and asked Danny to explain the situation, why they were seeing so much traffic, what the nofollow links were all about, what they should do about it. Well, other people picked up on it in the industry, what a difficult headline it was. And over the weekend, I guess a couple West Coast SEOs, I'm not going to name names or try to push this into the controversy any further, but a flame war started between a couple West Coast SEOs, which got kind of silly, but also got the attention of other people in the industry, making this even bigger. And as it all turns out, by Monday, Danny felt like he was in a position to apologize, or felt he had to apologize. So he wrote a very long, lengthy piece, which was actually 4 or 5 times longer than the original one, outlining how it was a joke, how they didn't mean to tell people to spam away at Wired Magazine or Wired's How-To Wiki, that Danny reiterated that throughout the years he's talked about ways to not spam. He talked about why people shouldn't spam, why people should follow search engine guidelines.